What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Joe, you on a roll. I get PYT and Stevie in the same day. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris on vacation. Joining us right now, our resident baseball general manager, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline, he is Jim Duquette. What's going on, Duke?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing? How are we feeling after yesterday's or the last couple of days?
I feel good.
We're feeling good because we knew the assignment. We were fully aware of this assignment. You, with your experience, more experience than anybody in the room right now at doing this, what do you think about what the Orioles did up against the trade deadline?
Well, I'm glad that they chose the path that they did and went, basically, I would say all in and moving guys that they should have. I think they missed an opportunity because of Bautista's injury to get something really good for him. I mean, you look at what the Twins got for Joan Duran and some of the other relievers that were traded here at the deadline. You know, Bautista has control. So does Duran there that the Phillies picked up. And Phillies gave up two really good prospects. A guy like Mick Abel, top pitcher, that would be in the rotation right away. So I thought that would have been a great move if they had done that. But outside of that, I thought they did what they had to do. I thought they got quantity more than quality in this type of environment. I think that's the best you could do. It wasn't like you were position players in particular weren't getting premium prospects. They got multiple prospects for those guys. And I thought the take, obviously, they got for O'Hearn and Laureano was the best, Bateman. But I kind of like the Watts Brown kid that they got for Dominguez. I want to give a little perspective, though, for people that are listening. You guys know this. When you hear somebody that's in their, let's say, outside – they're top 10, right, in the industry. So it's 11 or 12 or whatever. If you look at everyone's top 11 or 12 in the industry, that prospect that they got is somewhere ranked around 350. So there's some risk there. There's some reward, upside reward, but there's also a lot of risk there. So obviously a lot of these guys aren't going to make it, and there will be some that we don't even know will end up being, probably impactful. So It's always a mixed bag, I feel like, when you're getting somebody else's prospects that are just outside the top 10.
Hey, Jim, staying with the Padres there, because the Orioles got a haul, but I think the A's got an even bigger haul for Mason Miller. It's admirable what the Padres did, but is it smart?
Well, it's interesting because I talked to A.J. Preller, their GM, a lot about this, right?
He's trying to trade you, too?
he'll trade anybody. He's not married, but if he was, he'd trade his wife if he could get better. Like that's how ridiculous he is. But the one thing he'll say, he does not mind trading prospects or quality. What bothers him more is the guy that he trades that turns out to be good that they misevaluated, right? So he's one of the rare guys that doesn't hoard these prospects out there, you know, and he's a guy that, you know, will put all of the chips in, which I appreciate. They haven't won a World Series yet, but he's trying. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I appreciate that any general manager that's willing to kind of go for it. I thought there were a couple that, like, I thought the Mets were, you know, going for it, even though they didn't get a starter. They got three relievers. I thought the Phillies, they were going all in, you know, versus the Cubs, who I thought just had a below average, you know, deadline, and, you know, they have a really good team. So, you know, that's the type of thing, like, I want to see when the Orioles are in it next year. I want to see them be more in and put more chips in than what we've seen in the past.
Jim Duquette joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. All right, Jim, right now the first place teams in the American League, the Jays, the Tigers, the Astros. Which one of those teams got better or did more, I should say?
Did more. Well, I mean, I think they all got, you know, marginally better. I didn't care for Detroit's. I thought they needed impact. Okay, they did volume again. It's one of those. What's your preference there? I don't think that was overly good. The Jays was a slightly better. Like, I don't know what they're going to get out of Shane Bieber. I think he's going to be good. All the reports are good. When you come back, you guys know this, coming back from Tommy John surgery. I don't know. It's never a straight line up. So, but they also have people internally that know Shane Bieber from when he was with Cleveland. There's a lot of executives from Cleveland over there in Toronto. You know, the one that I, you know, I'm not quite sure about is Houston. I thought, you know, I like Carlos, like, it's a great story, a return of, you know, it's like the prodigal son returning back home, Carlos Correa's, but it's not that Carlos Correa when he was with the Astros, the impactful guy. And there's a lot of money left on that contract. And I know Minnesota took some back, but I think they got better. You know, their GM.
I heard they only took like 30 million. GM. I heard they only took like 30 million of the 100 something million left. Yeah.
Right. Right. That's a lot of risk for a guy who hasn't played all that well.
Well, Jim, one of the other teams that you were talking about, what the Yankees did, I can't believe I'm saying this. I love what the Yankees did with that bullpen.
Yeah.
Is somebody going to call the Pirates and ask Charrington what the hell he was doing? When all these other teams are getting great returns for closers, and I don't feel like he did. How do you feel about what the Pirates did? And they held on to a couple pieces that I still don't know why they held on to them.
I'm not a fan of what the Pirates have done. I'm not a fan of how they run their organization. And Ben Charrington's a friend of mine, right? So I know a little bit more about the internal workings there than I do other organizations.
Okay.
So I mean, he has such restrictions at the ownership level, which is, you know, it's just too bad. But there's no sympathy in the game for your owner. It doesn't spend money. Like, you got to figure it out.
Well, we know you're not going to sympathize with
him. Jim, have you ever been through that?
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm not going to certainly sympathize with him either. I told him I've had two really interesting owners that I've had to work for over the years too. So, like, there's no, and you know, it's not uncommon throughout the sport. So it's not a huge, that's not a big, you know, it's not an excuse, and he doesn't use it like that, but I'm with you. I didn't think they did well in the Bednar trade. And it's not like I thought the best thing they did was actually get out from the salary of Cabrian Hayes. You know, I don't care for him as an offensive player. I think he's more of a defensive only player. And I wasn't quite sure why Cincinnati was so interested in acquiring him. Maybe he'll have a spike up offensively there in that ballpark. But I you know, he has not been a much of a hitter through his last couple seasons.
There he is, Jim Duquette. Jim, thanks a lot for your time this morning. All right, buddy.
Have a good one. See you.
Thanks, Jim.
410-583-1057 is the number. Vinny Serrato in studio, 930. But on the other side, Jeremy Carr's Daily Line.
Yeah, I went 3-0 in my top plays that I talked about yesterday. Talked about how much I love the Braves over. One of the weirdest things ever happened in the Braves game. And I've never seen anything like this. I don't think it's ever happened in baseball history before. If you didn't see the Braves game, I'll tell you what it was. Stay tuned. And all the plays. I got a bunch of spots today that are really, really good. We get to them next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
I mean, how?
That's crazy.
Did you hear what they said?
Yes.
So I'll give you the rundown of what happened. I had the over, so very fortunate. Again, when it's tied, extra innings, weird things can happen. So in the top of the eighth, we didn't have to worry about the over anymore because in a 3-3 game, the Braves dropped a snowman. They scored an eight spot in the top of the eighth. So most games you would sit here and say, if you score eight in the top of the eighth, you probably lost that game, right? Tie game,
yes.
You're defeated, it's done. Well, I mean, you may have been right because the Braves did eventually go on to win that game. The Reds scored a snowman in the bottom of the eighth. 8-8 in the eighth is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen in my life. And then the Braves scored one in extra innings to make it 12-11.
Can you imagine how long that inning was? I remember the Orioles scored... What was that the long inning they had Saturday? That inning was so long, I caught two foul balls in that half inning.
What?
Can you imagine the full inning of 16 runs?
To tell you how long that was, my wife and I started making love at the first batter that came up in the top of the eighth.
And he was over by the second batter?
Before he had got finished at plate, it was time to clean up the rest of the inning.
That has nothing to do with how long that game was.
It's the timing about it, right?
Yeah, but if it was a 3-up, 3-down inning, it would have been the same way.
I struck out. Oh, man. Anyway, all right. So here's what's going on. That was courtesy of FanDuel Sportsnet. I think I said that already. But what a strange game. The other plays that I really liked, I talked about Ellie De La Cruz over 1.5 bases. He had a bomb early in the game. I don't know how many hits he had, but he definitely had a ton of bases, so he hit that. And in the WNBA game I was telling Rob about, 153.5, and everybody thought the number was too low. And then they come out and they score about 80 points in the first half, and you're going, we need a lower scoring second half. Third quarter, it's okay. Fourth quarter, the Valkyrie scored 6 points in the fourth quarter. The Mystics scored 12. They combined for 18 points in the fourth quarter, and the Valkyrie still won.
What's even worse is you scored 12 points in a quarter, and that was the most points scored in that quarter. That should be one player, not a team.
You know what I mean? It is strange when you see that happen. But again, like, I'll take some of these with some of the bad losses we've had. I lost by the hook so many times this week. But 3-0 last night, we look to build on that today. And how do we do that? Let's go to, first of all, let me say the WNBA. Four games tonight. I like the Dallas Wings. I think they're a live dog getting 4 points against the Fever. I love the fact that Cameron Brink has come back for the Sparks. Paige Beckers, we've talked about her with the Wings. And if you guys aren't following the WNBA, a lot of people, this should be a fast-paced game. But even with that being said, I still didn't want to bet the over. I just feel like there's a lot of things that could go wrong. But I like Dallas at home plus the four. I'm not telling you they win, but I would not be surprised if they won outright. Now, on to baseball. Here's what the weather's supporting. And boy, oh boy, we get the Orioles and Wrigley. I love this. Wrigley games with our birds. The wind is blowing in. It is one of the greatest advantages in baseball to have the wind blowing in or out at Wrigley Field. It's crazy what it does. And we got 10-mile-an-hour winds blowing in with Cade Horton, who's been very, very solid, and some guy named Trevor Rogers, who's been really good as well. Although... my algorithm drink does not like Trevor Rogers today. He is in the bottom eight of pitchers. I don't know why that is. It's just one of those weird things. It's supported by weather. You got the wind blowing in, so you don't have to worry about fly balls as much. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you can't hit a home run. It's just way more difficult. You either need that wind to die down when you swing or just catch it at the perfect time or hit the hell out of the damn thing, which, you know, it's a difficult thing with the wind blowing in. So that's an interesting one. Orioles under, the weather supports it. The Nats over, the weather supports it. The best spot on the board today might be the Phillies under, and it's an interesting pitching matchup with Jack Flaherty and Ranger Suarez, who has just been amazing this year. So I do like the under there. Mets over, Red Sox under. Let me talk about the Mets over. It's 7.5. It's a pitching matchup that we got of Robbie Ray and David Peterson in San Francisco, and I think that game was 3-1. And the wind is blowing in at 10 miles an hour. I can't believe I'm saying this because yesterday when I was talking about this game, I thought it was a lock I was going to be on the under. It's weird to see the weather algorithm spit out the over in a 7.5 total with two really good, well, I shouldn't say really good. Peterson's fine. Robbie Ray can be really, really good when he's on. I think this game goes over the total. Call it women's intuition. I don't know. Does that work? Can I have that? Maybe not.
If women really have intuition, why do they pick so many bad dudes?
I don't know. By the way, I just saw...
Your intuition is broke.
I literally saw a girl on Facebook posting, why do I always find all the a-holes? That's what you're attracted to! I don't know. Has nobody told you that yet? Come on.
A woman's intuition is broke.
Exactly. Again, Red Sox under is another one that stands out. So what do I like today? There's a lot that I like. I think that Phillies under, the Cubs under... And the Nats over look like the three best plays on the board today, period. Those are my favorite plays. I don't mind telling you. Go ahead and do what you want with it. But I think some of the prop bets are really good. I like Cade Horton over his Ks. My motto has him getting almost a full strikeout more than what his prop is, and he's only minus 115 against the Orioles. And we know this. I know they've been swinging the bats fairly well as of late. Day off, going to Wrigley, wind blowing in. Orioles strike out quite a bit. I mean, they're in the bottom three or four in the league of strikeouts. So I'm going to take his over at 4.5. And I like Shane Baz under 5.5 Ks against that Dodgers team. I think Shohei definitely goes yard today. Anytime you're betting Shohei to hit a home run, you're not getting great odds on it. So that's why I usually don't pick him. I think it's a great spot in that small Yankees minor league stadium going up against the Rays and the pitching matchup they have. What do I have for over two bases, two or more bases? Here's what it lists. O'Neill Cruz, but he's minus 170. Why? Because Pittsburgh's in Coors. Ketel Marte, Shohei Ohtani, Nicholas Kurtz, Junior Caminero. I do like him. Brent Rooker, I like him the homer today. Bobby Witt Jr. might be my favorite bat on the board. He goes up against Kevin Gausman. And when Kevin Gausman pitches, he gets hit harder by righties. If you want to look at BVP, I think that's a little overrated, but people love it. He's 4-for-12 lifetime off him with a home run. So I'll take my chances with one of the better hitters in baseball against Kevin Gausman. Vlad Guerrero, Matt Olson, they are projected over two bases. I do like Matt Olson today. He's minus 125. But early games, if you like the Braves game, Braves and Reds, and you saw that score last night, I think you could go back to the over today. It's not an amazing pitching matchup or anything. It's Brady Singer who's been pitching better. And when you look at this Braves team, they're going to be trotting out whatever the hell they can. It's Bryce Elder today, and man, does he suck. He just gets hit hard. So the over looks good. Full disclosure, I'm not betting it. Weird things can happen in afternoon games too. Shadows, all that nonsense. I'm not touching. That's a 12:30 start. The Orioles game today is at 2:20. So I would definitely take a look at that and bet the under. One of my favorite plays on the board today. There you go.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Homeless Ed, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Another sterling example of broadcast excellence this week. So,
I don't know how to take that, man.
I mean, I'm serious. I listen. But I'd like to give a little
metaphor.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe you, Ed. Ed, Ed, you are low-key. Yeah. I love you, but man, you low key on it sometimes, man. You have drive bys,
Rob. See,
you have drive bys, Ed.
See, I was excusing the fact that you didn't do Navy and you chose Air Force, and
my ASVAB score was high. My ASVAB score was high, too high for the Navy.
And you don't put the OB in your graffiti like we don't know it's you, like Superman with glasses. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. So, I wasn't going to say anything about it, but oh, good. OB. No OB. Okay. It couldn't be him. Anyway, gentlemen, I really just wanted to give a metaphor about Baltimore fandom. It seems like Baltimore fans are like a dude that's a 5 that's married to an 8.5. Everybody else at the reunion knows she's an 8.5, but they get upset because, you know, a dude brings in a gold digger that he hired for the reunion. Oh, she's a 10, you know. So especially the Ravens, you're blessed with a quality team. Year in and year out, they compete, but, you know, she's just an 8.5 this year, you know. It's they don't appreciate him. And Jeremy, I'm sorry about your surgery, but
here comes.
Don't they split it and make the Audi an any? What do you do with the extra parts? You hang them on your truck, you auction them off.
Extra parts? I'm looking to add some. What are you talking about?
I know they use part of it, but some of it is, you know, if you want that intuition to really work, you know, you got to get rid of those. Have a good one, gentlemen. It was an excellent week of broadcasting, Rob, despite you not believing it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, go home, homeless head.
I knew a drive-by was coming. He does not leave without a drive-by. Yeah. So I thought he was setting us up with it with the excellent broadcasting.
No, he was waiting for me.
I mean, if it was just me solo, I would believe it. But
my transition. There are probably some people out there think I am transitioning. Oh, well, maybe my voice will be great when I come back. Hey, Rob.
That's a text I just got. I responded to. Joe LaCroix on court at 9:45. But on the other side, Vinny Serrato joins us in studio on The Fan. Hey, Jeremy, you got something to give away, man?
Yeah.
Go
What's
ahead.
That sound? Oh.
Rob's giving it away tonight.
Two tickets to see Cypress Hill on August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. 410-583-1057. Call in now.
I still, that black button you kept talking about yesterday, Rob.
Oh, man.
It was a bet. No practice today.
Okay.
No practice today.
No other in.
What did you see yesterday? Anything special?
The kicker missed a couple kicks.
Oh, God.
One from 53, you know, one from a little in the 40s. But he's got to get more consistent because, you know, he's missing too much, you know, for me. You know, just, and, you know, if I don't feel comfortable, you know, Harb's not feeling comfortable. And, you know, the thing, like, they did special. They were not in pads yesterday. And Bateman wasn't there either, or Zay. So, I think, you know, because Bateman was sick earlier, so I wonder if he's still under the weather a little bit. And then with a day off, just, hey, go get healthy.
Zay has the camp thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got some kind of whatever, you know, legs are sore. But, like, they did special teams, like, for 40 minutes. And, you know, and then they did a lot of individual stuff. And then they did a lot of situational, you know, third and four, goal line stuff, you know, all those kind of things. The thing that, you know, like all the defensive players were there, you know, and you know what's kind of impressive is like they did some one-on-one stuff and a lot of guys weren't going, you know, a lot of the starter type guys. But Jair jumps in there all the time. You know, that's a dude. I mean, he just loves football.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that who you want, though?
Oh, yeah.
Like the guy that bumps his gums all the time but loves football.
And can back it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no doubt about it. I mean, he's going to bring a lot to that team. You know, I mean, it's kind of like when in 94, like we had a good team, but then Deion came in and Deion allowed the players to have fun.
Right.
You know, and express themselves. And pretty soon, you know, after a while, Jerry Rice is dancing in the end zone. Steve Young, you know, and we end up winning the Super Bowl because of that. And I think it's good for the football team to have, you know, a guy like that, that, hey, you know, you express yourself, have fun. You know, it's a fun game. Enjoy it.
Anything other with like rookies or even some of the undrafted guys? I've been hearing a ton about LaJonte Wester. Is he popping or?
Wester's, they're doing a lot of punt return yesterday. He was catching, he dropped one, you know, and then he goes over and does push-ups, but he can't afford to drop any. You know, yeah. Like if he drops one in the preseason game or something.
No trust.
Yeah, and Harbs, you know, Harbs hates that worse than anything.
Yeah, he just put an extra room in the doghouse. You could be there real quick.
Yeah, so, but he is, he's quick as a hiccup, in and out of cuts and doing those kind of things, you know? I mean, that's what you kind of like about him. But, you know, like when you ask the coaches about it, hey, you know, you could put him on jet sweeps. And he said, let me ask you something. All right, if I give him the ball in a jet sweep, who am I normally giving it to? Zay. Now, who would you rather have carrying the ball? Zay or Wester?
Zay.
Yeah, right.
It's a waste of play.
Right. So, you know, hey, can't argue with you.
I mean, the only thing I would say different than that is that if you're taking Zay out of those types of plays, and, you know, like we've talked about some of the underneath stuff with him, but he's so good at everything that, I mean, I understand the thought process fully of using somebody else, because there was some talk of, would they take Zay out of those plays and use one of the other guys? Could we?
No.
You know, so
I want Zay in as much as I can. I mean, he is electric. I mean, I want the ball in his hands. Like if they didn't have so many weapons around, I want Zay to have the ball more. So maybe if Likely's out.
Stop for a second. You've been here since what, 2012?
Is that how long I've been here?
Yeah. Talking about 13 years. When have you ever been able to say, on the offensive side of the football, they have so many weapons out there for the Baltimore Ravens?
Oh, never.
Yeah, wide receiver. This is the best receiver group they've ever had.
I mean, they have so many weapons, man.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, like when Giro was here, it was about blocking. All you heard about was blocking. You know, and what receiver? You know, I'm a former receiver. I hated to block. You know, we had to block all the time when I was in college.
You don't get paid to block.
Yeah, you know what we used to say? Rob, you guys like this. You know, because like on Tuesday and Wednesday in college practice, you know, you're doing seven on, you know, like we'd come in after practice, all the receivers said, I made all big eight today, Pascal. You know, because we'd never get passes in the game. You get one or two, you know, Pascal, you're catching the ball all day long. And then you get in the game and Dwayne Crutchfield's carrying it 40 times.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth?
Oh, you played with Crutchfield. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this Ravens team on the defensive side of the football, Vinny, are
fast. Really fast, Rob. I mean, you know, Travis Jones is probably the slowest guy, and I think he ran like 4.9. You know, they can run. They can run, and they chase. You know, I mean, Rob, you fit perfectly in that defense.
Running and chasing?
No, but seriously, they are really good. And if they're putting their best players on the field, you're probably playing a lot of times with seven DBs. When they put seven DBs on the field, they'll be scary because they'll line up 11 on the line of scrimmage. You don't know who's coming. Some are backing out, but they can all cover.
Wow.
They can all cover. And Starks, I saw him yesterday in a one-on-one drill. He did a hell of a job in a one-on-one, made a nice play on the ball. And you know what? I was back to Jair. Now, he got beat on one by number 82, you know, I mean, because the receiver group out there yesterday was so-so. And Lamar threw the ball well. But 82 beat him. It was a hell of a throw and a great catch. You know, and hey, he dapped a dude up and, you know, and then jumped back in and, hey, let me get another one. So, I mean, that's what you love about that guy. And the other guy, you know, working his ass off out there, old Mark Andrews, you know, I mean, he's busting his butt big time. You know, and because they're talking about, like, Charlie Kohler. Charlie Kohler's not close to Likely or Andrew. I mean,
no, he's a blocking tight end.
Well, he's not even. Let me just say this. When I did him at Iowa State, you know, graded him and stuff.
Isolate that, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
He couldn't block a soul. Uh-huh. You know, he couldn't block. And then he comes here and he's the blocking tight end. You know, I mean, then you see him out in drills and it's like he's getting knocked all over. But he's super smart. And what he does is he boxes out. And that if your guy's not making the tackle, you get a plus. You know, you do a good job. So he knows how to shield and do those. You know, but if you say, you line up there, Charlie, and that dude across from you, knock him off the ball, that ain't happening.
He works smarter, not harder necessarily. I mean, if you find a way around to kind of help the team out get in there, are you hearing anything? Because I keep getting asked a question about the likelihood of him being ready week one, because that's such a big game.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't, especially if he had, because, you know, when I asked
you don't want to bring him back too soon, yeah.
When I, she said, you know, because when I told her what happened, you know, with his foot, blah, 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 she says probably Liz Frank, you know, and they put a screw in it or whatever, and it's like 4 to 6 weeks, so.
Liz Frank's a bitch, man.
So, I'm guessing he'd probably be back. You haven't met Liz Frank?
No, I never met her.
It's awful. That's ruined a lot of careers, right?
You might want to see if she's out there tonight.
Oh.
She's French.
I don't want to meet her.
Well, you know.
She's painful.
Well, a lot of times when you have, you know, with Liz Frank, you got to put a screw in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's the good.
Yeah.
So you might want to meet Liz Frank, Rob. The only thing is with his position, you know, pushing off and everything.
You just don't want to rush him back either.
Right. Because you don't want. Yeah,
sucks that you have such a big game in game one that could be a tiebreaker.
Yeah, but the thing is, all right, to me, I look at it and say, okay, I don't have likely, so I'm not going to play my two tight ends because, you know, putting Kohler in there, I'm going to play more three wides and do those kind of things, mm-hmm. You know? I mean, I've got things I can do to create mismatches. All right, I don't have likely. You know, I got D-hop and, you know, I got other ways to do things.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Vinny Serrano. You can hear more on Vinny and Haney.
Hey, tell Liz tonight I said hello, right?
I will tell her. And you want me to do what?
Screw her.
Yeah.
Joe LaCroix has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy.
Yeah.
I want to go to HR.
Why?
Because when Maria Dennis just reported that all the watermelons hit the road, mm-hmm. Joe specifically looked at me and said, did you hear that, Rob?
Ooh.
He specifically looked
wow,
at me.
Wow, man. You're really trying to piss me off today.
He specifically looked at me and said, heard him say, did you hear that?
Yeah.
He specifically looked at me and asked me that.
Joe, real quick in your ear, I'm going to tell you the song that was on Rob's TikTok the other day. Hang on.
I've sent that thing to our group chat yesterday saying playful ribbing with your friends is a great way to connect, and now he's just gonna say anything off the cuff.
You know,
because
not,
I love you.
You know what's not playful ribbing? Insinuating someone's a racist.
So, but why would he ask me if I heard that? Did you hear that, Rob?
Yeah, Joe. Yes, I like watermelon.
I don't.
I like pig's feet. I like hog maws. Maybe I don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I watched my grandfather eat a pig's foot once, a pickled pig's foot, sucking on the knuckle of that thing, trying to get every bit of it out. I'm like, what in the hell? I told you the
story. Let me ask you this. Is there meat in pig feet?
I don't know.
Hear me out. Full disclosure, when I was a kid, yeah, we ate it. West Baltimore, Northern Bentlow, yeah, we had the pig feet. I had all that. I had pig ears before.
I grew up with pig ears. Then is it big or pig?
Pig. Oh, my bad. You heard what I said before I said it, so why you ask me that? And that's the encore for the day. Let's take one call because he's been holding on for a while. Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. So yesterday I talked to my wife. I was like, babe, I feel like I lost my left nut. And she was like, what happened? And I was like, you know, Cedric Mullins got traded. So, you know, I'm really heartbroken about this. I don't know how y'all taking it, but, I mean, I'm going to have to get his bobblehead, a jersey or something because, like, that was my man. The only black player on the team.
We're sorry, Lance Armstrong. Maybe, as things go, maybe Enrique Bradfield Jr. gets a call up in the next year or so, and he becomes the your new black favorite player. Well, that's not what I was pointing
yes,
at.
Yes, you were.
I didn't say it.
Yeah, you did say it, but you pointed out.
You got Jeremiah Jackson.
Is he on the roster yet?
Yeah, he actually is. He got called up last night.
Because he got called up for a cup of coffee last time.
Yeah, I think he had one at bat.
He put his bag down. He said, you got to go. He picked it back up and left.
He walked in and circled right back out.
Rob just said in my ear, we like the black that got drafted. I don't know what that means, man. What's that? Jeremiah Jackson's fine. We didn't draft him. We got him. We're good. We got a couple players.
Oh, you mean I'm supposed to like the one that got drafted, Enrique Bradfield. All right. This is what someone said this to me last night, and this is my response to them. All right. There are not a lot of blacks in baseball. Mm-hmm. So my question to you two is, name the sport that we wanted to dominate that we didn't. Wanted to.
Okay, I'm working.
I was going to say pickleball.
Wanted to.
I mean, look, if you want to start looking at ancillary sports, like F1, sorry, the black guy is really good.
My point is this. This is my point. If black kids wanted to play baseball, there'd be more black adults in baseball. This is not a lack of opportunity. It's a lack of desire. How many black kids you know playing baseball as kids? They're playing expensive football too. And AAU basketball. Don't give me the expensive. You still have, you see what AAU basketball costs?
No, I know. I got that.
They don't want to play it. That's that simple.
The problem with baseball is you almost always need somebody else to be there when you're playing. Like basketball, you don't.
Not only that, I got to go 3 levels before I get there. If I'm good in basketball, I'm in the NBA.
Too many
or
levels.
I may have to go 1 level. If I'm good in football, I'm in the NFL. I don't complain about there not being a lot of black people in baseball because I realized something. As a coach, they don't want to play. Now it's time for you to learn what we found out today. All right. I got some personal birthdays. Nicole, today is your birthday. Chris, you're getting old. Tomorrow's your birthday. Also, today is National Respect Your Parents Day. That's a dumb day. That should be every day. Yeah. And today is National Girlfriends Day. So if you got one, get a couple more because it's girlfriends plural. But I don't think that's what they mean. They think ladies, girlfriends. Some birthdays in sports. Cliff Branch would have celebrated a birthday today. Trevor Burbick, former boxer, would have celebrated a birthday today as well. Edwin James turns 47 today. NBA player Scottie Barnes turns 24 today. And Greg Jeffries and Stacey Augman share a birthday. Joe, who's older?
Well, that's a good one.
Greg Jeffries.
Greg Jeffries is older.
Oh,
Jeremy.
Greg Jeffries. It's got to be Jeffries by like a year or two.
Greg Jeffries is 58. Very good, Jeremy. Stacey Augman is 57.
I was doing it by collecting cards of when I got the Greg Jeffries card and the Stacey Augman.
A very special 40th birthday. Happy birthday to my man, former Oreo and soon-to-be Oreo Hall of Famer Adam Jones.
Nice. Good stuff. Happy birthday, Adam. All right. I
have a shot with him today.
Did you?
Or
are you going to? I got a bunch of dead batteries that I've decided to give away. They're all free of charge.
Oh! I like that one.
When two people are together, it's called a twosome. When three people are together, it's called a threesome. That's why they call me handsome. Why was the baby strawberry crying? Because his parents were in a jam. I told my dad I broke my leg in three places. You know what he told me?
What?
Don't go back to those places. Jackass. Murder was pinned on a seamstress. Police say she fabricated her story. On my 45th birthday, my wife whispered, "Are you finally ready to try some butt stuff?" And I said, "Hell yeah." She said, "Great. I scheduled your colonoscopy for next week." I asked these other two. Some of these are just so stupid. They're funny. I asked the waiter, "Will my pizza be long?" He said, "No, it'll be round." What does a painter do when he gets cold? He puts on another coat. How dumb is this? Some of these just get me because they're so stupid that they're funny. I asked a German girl for a number, and I'm still waiting for the rest of the digit. So far, all I've got is 9. Joe, that means 9 is no in German. Yes. My body is a temple. Ancient, crumbling, cursed, and probably haunted. That's my body. And let me see if I got a last one to go out here on. My husband's been missing for 6 days now. Police said to prepare for the worst. So I went to the charity shop to get his clothes back. All right, I'm out for a while. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks.
Good luck to you, my friend.
Thanks, man.
All right. Vinny and Haney up next. And pray for my man Jeremy. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.